we better get an update on the outcome of this vote from the UNESCO World Heritage Committee. It was front and centre last week. A lot of concern among tourism operators are already on the bones of their backsides with another body blow headed towards a feature attraction up here. Now, it says in today's Cairns Post, Cairns tourism operators have breathed a sigh of relief as the barrier reef avoided being labelled as in danger by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee after weeks of controversy since the draft decision was made public. Committee members Friday night decided Australia should be given more time to show its actions were helping to improve the health of the Great Barrier Reef, Association Marine Park Tourism Operators Chief Executive Gareth Phillips said. His members were pleased with the decision, which includes a commitment from UNESCO to send a reactive monitoring mission to visit the reef and report back to the committee. Now, of the committee's 21 member countries, 20 voted in favour of an amendment from Bahrain to defer the decision on whether to place the barrier reef on the in danger list until 2023. And here's what Gareth Phillips said. It's hard to dissect it exactly, but negative media around the reef definitely gives a bad perception to potential travellers of coming to the reef. He went on to say this, we haven't been able to, in past experiences, put exact numbers on the effect, but significant effort has to go into marketing the area and reassuring guests that, yes, it's having troubles, but it's still worthwhile. He went on to say this, if it was listed as in danger, that potentially could have exacerbated our challenges to attract visitors. Anyway, just cutting to the chase here, Special Envoy for the Reef, Warren Nitsch, described the decision as a strong message for UNESCO to actually get off their asses and come to Australia and have a look at the reef. So there you go. Gareth's on the line. He is somewhere. There he is. Hello, Gareth.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Are you feeling relief as well, like Warren Nitsch is?
Yes, I am relieved. It is good news that they actually want to come see it for themselves before they actually make that decision.
You think that would have been a given anyway. I mean, to his credit, Warren brought those ambassadors up here the other day, and you could tell about what they'd been fed when they came to the surface after seeing the reef and said, this is absolutely dazzling, it's wonderful, not what we expected. Well, your point is very well made. If people worldwide are getting the message that it's in danger, clearly they've got these rather sad pictures of what they might be travelling to the other side of the world to enjoy as well. I mean, I think that was a very good point those ambassadors made, and you would think these people that were going to vote would have actually either been out to see the reef for themselves or put off the vote until they did get out to see the reef.
And I think that was reflected in that 20 out of the 21 voting countries, almost unanimously decided, well, let's amend the draft recommendation to listed endangered now, and let's actually get a joint reactive mission, and let's go see it. And because Australian government has got a $3 billion investment in improving and managing the Great Barrier Reef, with climate change being its biggest threat. And as one of them described, this is a colossal project. It doesn't just happen overnight. And they strongly recognised the effort that Australia was doing, and therefore thought it only prudent that they come and visit it. And as tourism operators, we would love to showcase the Great Barrier Reef to them and show what we do actually as tourism operators in our, part of our responsibilities. And what we also love doing is our site stewardship, looking after the reef that we showcase to our guests. So we really welcome the decision. And I think Warren's put it really well. It's a strong message from UNESCO that they want to come see it for themselves and acknowledge the work that Australia has been doing.
This is an interesting one too. There's a lot more on this particular story in The Australian today, but across page one it reads, reef a victim of those with bigger fish to fry. When UNESCO first announced it would seek to put the barrier reef on the World Heritage in danger list this year, Australian diplomats suspected foul play from China, which holds key positions in the process. But when the votes were counted at the World Heritage Committee meeting on Friday, it was European bureaucracy, international green groups, and the country of Norway that had led the charge. Isn't that an interesting development?
Yeah, it was interesting. And China also voted to hold off on enlisting us, and sending that reactive group. I can't get into the politics. I don't understand it. I'm just excited and pleased that they're coming to see it for themselves, and it shows strong support for what Australia has been doing. And for my members, having an endangered listing, it's tricky because the public will see that as that the reef is not worth coming to, and it's when it is. And the tourism industry does not hide from the fact that climate change is the biggest threat to all coral reefs on the planet, and the Great Barrier Reef being the best managed reef on the planet is also showing those pressures and will continue. So it's a global effort, Australia and the world together. But at the same time, there are so many beautiful spots. The reef is larger than two-thirds of the countries on the planet. Mm. So it's so big, it's so diverse, it's such a worthwhile habitat to come visit. And I think that's even more important. If people are given the wrong perception, they won't come visit it, and then they won't see how special it is and why we need to look after it. And tourism is the tool in which we can showcase how beautiful the reef is, how special, how resilient and fragile at the same time it is, and why people must go home and play their part, not only within Australia, but globally, to look after our natural wonders, such as the Great Barrier Reef. Now, that's where the perception is a challenge, yeah.
I want to get to a more immediate crisis or challenge for your members. This is what it says, page one of the Australian Today. The New South Wales government has requested financial modelling for a lockdown of Greater Sydney that extends until mid-September due to the severity of the outbreak and an expectation that businesses and jobs won't survive without more financial support. Now, you're representing those members of yours, the Marine Park Tourism Operators, one of whom banged on my window on Thursday and said, "We are on our knees. If these lockdowns continue, some of us will go to the wall." So clearly there's this immediate crisis among your operators out there on the Barrier Reef. What does the immediate future hold as far as you're concerned, Gareth?
It's hard to see because it is, to sound dramatic, it's very dark. We're traditionally an international market. 30% of our market is domestic. Now it's 100% of our market. And the vast majority of that comes out of Victoria, Melbourne specifically, and New South Wales and Sydney specifically. So with, you know, our hearts and minds go out to those in lockdown and how unpleasant that would be in terms of businesses, in terms of tourism and our members. We just can't access people who want to travel. We can't provide them because they're locked down. I've just received emails from members going, we've lost 100% of bookings. That phrase, we're on our knees and going up against the wall, is a very true reflection of the position we're in. And if we lose the September school holidays, that's yet another blow of period where we could have actually held our own for a few weeks. We've got to do what's right and for the health of the country, but we're now the writing's on the wall for a lot of businesses.
There you go. By the way, when you talk about the September school holiday, well, the situation in Sydney perhaps extending through to September, I mean, this is the peak season. This is what you operate or your operators out there rely on to get them through the quiet times.
Yeah. So for us, we call this July period, like our Christmas period. That's where we have the most visitors. So this is what really carries us through. And we've just not had it. And then, you know, this September school holidays, another little peak for us. But if that goes, I'm hearing operators, you know, they've got single digit requests for bookings, you know, moving forward. It's the tragedy is the staff, the businesses. If we lose the infrastructure, if we lose the skilled staff, it's going to make it even harder for rebounding and recovery. So it's very tough times at the moment, and business owners are doing the utmost, you know, to keep the doors open and have a service available.
Now, just before you go, because they've announced this state government initiative, I can't remember the amount of money, I think it's about 2.3 mil or something, and I haven't got it in front of me now, but I have got the big ad across two pages mm-hmm. Ken's Post today, and it's pages 8 and 9. It's under the heading, mm-hmm. Days Like This in Cairns and Great Barrier Reef, and it's fundamentally a glorious photograph across the two pages. Mm-hmm. One of your operators out there on the reef and somebody just below, well, obviously with snorkels on, and they've got a fairly nice expanse of coral, etc. Now, have you seen that today?
I have.
Yeah, what did you think? What's your response?
I think, you know, it's aspirational marketing, keeping the destination in people's minds while they can't travel. And I think that's important so we don't lose the marketplace to other areas. So we welcome that. The challenge is when people are allowed to travel, are they going to have the confidence to travel? And only time will tell. You know, the more and more places get locked down, rightly so, people be nervous to travel. Am I going to go somewhere, get locked down? Am I going to be able to get home? So this is a very complex solution to this, and having good aspirational marketing to keep us front of house at the moment. Not sure what else we can do with no customers around. Let's try and encourage them to come out and actually experience, like that photo shows. You know, it looks like a father and a son swimming in beautiful 25-degree water. You know, let's try and attract people so when they do have the confidence, this is where they want to come. So welcome the campaign. It all comes down to people's confidence at the end of the day. When they're allowed to travel, will they travel? Yeah. And will it be enough?
I'll just read it briefly. It says, a new tourism push featuring Millamilla Falls and the Great Barrier Reef will leverage Queensland's Olympic bid win and lure holidaymakers to the Sunshine State in a multi-million dollar campaign. Well, good luck getting them to come here if they're locked in lockdown. But anyway, the $2.4 million Days Like This campaign is part of a state government coronavirus economic recovery plan and features iconic beauty spots in videos produced for TV and social media set to a reworked Van Morrison classic, same name. Look, the fact of the matter is, in covering this the last couple of days, they're saying the focus now is on Queensland people having holidays in Queensland. Is that going to work?
Time will tell. We first have to encourage them to travel. The challenge is we do find historically that if Queenslanders have done a reef trip, doing another one close to the other one is harder. Mm. So time will tell. And I'm not sure what the solution is while half the country's in lockdown at the moment. So let's keep encouraging them, and hopefully they do respond.
Exactly. I'm just thinking, gee, my God, it's going to be a hell of a battle, isn't it? I just had a report yesterday to the caravan parks, and there's coverage of it in the Cairns Post today. The caravan parks are seemingly... There's a queue up to get into the van parks, but the more upmarket accommodation, you know, they're really struggling. What's going on there? Do you know?
I don't know, John, and it'll be hard for me to comment on that. I've heard similar reports. Why they've got queues to get in? that would be speculation on my side.
Yeah.
I'm happy for that caravan parks to have business. I don't want anyone who's doing well. That's fantastic news. But why are they full and others are not? we'll leave that one to someone a little bit more in the know than me on that side.
Excellent. Good to catch up with you today, Gareth. Gareth Phillips is the Chief Executive of Association of Marine Park Tourism Operators, and it's 6 to 10.